USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. When the coronavirus ravaged Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis defiantly bucked mask mandates. He later cracked down on protesters advocating racial justice, blasted President Joe Biden on immigration, jumped into the fight over transgender athletes. But after a deadly building collapse, the Republican governor is largely hitting pause on the culture war.
What the Miami-Dade search and rescue thing did is exactly what we would have done. They've done everything right. They're doing everything that they can. So I think just knowing that that has happened, letting the families know that it's not gonna take care of the grief, but they should know that it's not just a local effort, a state effort, a national. It's an international effort, and it's galvanized people all across this country to want to support. So there's a lot of people out there that are rooting for these families.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
President Joe Biden on Friday fired Social Security Commissioner Andrew Saul after he refused to submit his resignation, as the president had requested, a White House official told CNN. Biden had asked for the top two officials of the Social Security Administration to submit their resignations, the White House official told CNN, but only Saul refused. Deputy Commissioner David Black agreed to submit his resignation, the official said, and it was accepted. At a news conference Friday, Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said 15 more victims were found, bringing the death toll to 79.
We've also made more identifications since our last briefing. 53 victims have now been identified, and notifications have been made.
More than 13 million pounds of concrete and debris have been removed from the site, with 60 trucks working to haul it away per day, officials said. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Enforcing face mask standards is just one of the issues flummoxing flight attendants as they increasingly become the enforcers of airline passenger decorum. Traffic has rebounded faster than airlines anticipated, resulting in delays, cancellations, and grumpy passengers at airports. Flyers have been sneaking booze aboard planes. Passengers have sometimes become violent with flight attendants. Getting the operation back up and running and getting people doing the two-step together is a lot, said Sarah Nelson, International President of the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, which represents United Airlines flight attendants. The CDC has new mask guidance. Tim Berg reports.
The CDC is issuing new guidance on masks in schools. The agency saying students who are vaccinated don't need to wear masks in school this fall unless they are riding the bus. The CDC recommends unvaccinated students and staff wear masks at all times and practice social distancing. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire reacts to these new guidelines.
Here's the good news that came out of these updated recommendations. They emphasize the importance of in-person learning. They essentially gave schools and the teachers' unions no way out of getting back to full-time in-person in the fall. They acknowledge the mental and physical health detriments that children suffered because of the school closures.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.